Proclamation number 8552 of 8th of July, 1963. Review and love care for the still struggling spiritual. One day you will be able to look back on your earthly way of life and not understand that you remained in resistance against me for so long, when you will recognize my immense love for you. Then you will be filled with bliss, then you will praise and glorify me in love that I did not let you fall and only ever helped you to ascend from the abyss to the height. But as long as you do not yet possess this retrospection and knowledge, you simply have to believe it that my love pursues you and will not rest until you have become mine forever. But I must leave you in that ignorance until the time of the complete union with me. I.e., I can certainly instruct you, and you can believe it that it is so, but you will only win the last innermost conviction when you have reached the aim. For the last knowledge is the result of the union with me, and that is why you are to constantly strive for your perfection to also be able to gain the last knowledge. For you will be increasingly happier when it becomes clear to you that you can also constantly strive, that there is no longer any limitation when you have become perfect. And that therefore also happiness constantly increases, because also the light, which shines upon you, constantly becomes brighter and clearer, which also means that your knowledge, your realizations, will constantly increase, that there is also no limitation for it. For the constant striving prepares for you an undreamed of happiness, because it finds constant fulfillment. That there is no longer a limitation for the perfect, you men cannot grasp as long as you are still unfinished, because so long you are also still subject to the law of limitation. Every imperfect state also means a certain bondage, which you will also only grasp when you will move in complete freedom in the kingdom of light and bliss. And I would like to help you to this exceedingly blissful state, for my love for you is unlimited. I know no limitation, only I often have to impose it on you myself because you would not be able to bear unlimited activity in love towards you. That is why I limit the measure of my love myself and only hand out to you as much as you yourselves can bear. But the measure of my love, which can hit you, increases with increase of your soul maturity, and therefore also your happiness will increase in the same measure as your soul matures. What you will first feel in the kingdom on the other side and constantly increases your love towards me. It is a state of freedom into which you enter as soon as my ray of love light can strike you in the spiritual kingdom, because you yourselves have given up all resistance. And this freedom will make you unspeakably happy, and then it is completely incomprehensible to you yourselves that you resisted me so long and the return to me took such an endless long time. Although you now no longer feel this time to be long, because also the concept of time is abolished for you. But that you were apostate to me and it took an exceedingly long course of development until the final return to me, that you cannot forget, and you overlooked the endless many individual phases of your ascent, and you also know about my love care. But you also see the still struggling spiritual in the stage of being bound, and you are also filled with hot love towards that spiritual, which is expressed in great willingness to help. And so you now also prove your love to me by you helping that, which also possesses my love. And the redeeming principle will be found everywhere, where therefore the matured souls can be hit by my love ray, because the spiritual, which is now full of light, also radiates the love light further, because every blessed being is driven by love to carry out redeeming work and to help everything to ascend, what still languishes in the deep. And it will always be active in my will because it can no longer do otherwise than to fulfill my will because it has completely entered my will. If the soul has only once found the entrance into the kingdom of light, then certainly all unhappiness lies behind it and no longer burdens it, and it is filled with deep gratitude towards my endless love. But then it never forgets any more the spiritual, which still languishes in wretchedness, and it eagerly takes part in it to also help it and to release it from wretchedness. And according to its degree of light, this work of redemption will be. It will be able to take part in new creations to again create new outer forms for that what is still bound. It will have a promoting effect on the spiritual through spiritual influence. It will always contribute in God's will to the liberation and change of the external form and therefore also take part in the course of development up to the human being. For it also wants to procure its own happiness for this still struggling spiritual. And it means increased happiness for itself to give love and to constantly help the weak, completely unfree spiritual, that it can successfully cover the way of return to me and finally also pass the test of will as man. And the redemption of all spiritual will once take place because more and more lightful spiritual is involved in it and the love of these light beings also guarantees the redemption of it because love reaches everything, love gives up nothing what is unhappy, love overcomes every resistance and safely reaches the aim. Amen.